This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've had this happen to you, right? You're streaming music or video on your smartphone, and you all of a sudden realize it's using up a whole lot of data and that your phone bill is going to be ginormous. Except for those lucky souls who are grandfathered in, unlimited data plans are pretty much a thing of the past, which, as it turns out, is a big concern for content providers, the companies that make whatever you're watching or listening to. So they're thinking about maybe subsidizing that data you're using. Marketplace's David Gura explains.
Today, there are more ways than ever to watch a show or to listen to music. David Fink, a technology expert at Russell Reynolds Associates, says the entertainment ecosystem is crowded and competitive, and smartphones are a big part of that.
Everyone is looking to increase revenue and profitability, and everybody's looking for a way to leverage other parts of the ecosystem in order to do that.
This week, the CEO of Verizon Wireless said the company is looking at a new model. Advertisers and content providers would subsidize consumers by paying for part of their data plan. That'd be good news for media companies. They'd get viewers.
The reason you want to deliver your content is so that you can get valuable advertising dollars.
It'd be good news for consumers. They'd save money. And it'd be good news for wireless companies. They'd continue making money off all that data. Rob Frieden teaches telecom law at Penn State. He says watching shows on smartphones gets us one step closer to something.
The end of appointment television as we know it.
He says no one wants to set a clock anymore to watch one show on one channel on one platform.
People are expecting anytime, anywhere, over any device access to content.
More Americans are spending more time watching video on smartphones, on average about 5.5 hours a month. If data plans were subsidized, chances are there'd be more demand. Weston Hendrick with Current Analysis says wireless companies have to be cautious. A surge in demand could clog their networks.
As much as carriers like the additional data revenue, they have to be very careful in terms of their network planning and how quickly they can add additional capacity.
They'll have to move fast. According to Cisco, by 2017, 2/3 of the world's mobile data traffic will be video. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.